analysis, Gloria, it is rather extraordinary. We've seen resignation now after resignation. Sean Spicer, the press secretary, resigned earlier in the week. His close friend and ally in the White House, Reince Priebus, is now gone.
Right. And, I think in a way the Reince Priebus departure is not a surprise. Although we did get pushback on it today, but we had heard...
When you say pushback, a lot of our viewers don't understand that. Are these people simply out of the loop? They don't know what they're talking about, or are they lying?
It could be a little bit of both. And it could also be that the person involved didn't know at that point. Well, if it's hard to know, all I know is, you're only as good as your sources, and you have a source that tells you that Reince Priebus will be gone, and then you have a good source that tells you that's not the case. And
well, clearly the sources that were pushing you away are not good sources, so you got to be careful with those sources down the road.
Yes.
Either they don't know what they're talking about, or they're lying.
Well,
so those sources presumably will go away.
That is right, but
that's
not the only one.
But as a reporter,
thank you. But I'm not the only one here doing the reporting on this. And when you get differing stories from a White House in which there are competing interests. And you have to understand the decider is the president of the United States. And, we were told, or I was told, that the president had made his decision. But you never know until you know in these situations,
particularly with Donald Trump.